Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Time now for a little Monday morning quarterbacking of Friday's grain markets, which closed for the second day in a row in very unstellar fashion. But the stock market had the headlines as the Dow lost 700. And there was other world financial news. Tommy Grisafi put a positive spin on it. Bring us up to speed.
People are pretty excited here. Bushels are showing up. Now, they're not that excited about price, but they're excited just that we've had adequate moisture, adequate heat. We're going to need a fair amount of heat and moisture to get us to the finish line here in August. I mean, maybe we have adequate moisture, but we do. If you get the heat, you're going to need those timely rains. If North Dakota and surrounding areas could get some nice rains in August and have that Indian summer like we've been having the last few years, that could be a really great thing. So if we're still getting bit by mosquitoes in September, that'd be great. Yeah, we had something interesting. We had Japan raised interest rates for the first time in forever, and our stock market really had a bad day yesterday and then followed up with another bad day today. We'll see where things close. Last I looked, Dow Jones was down 750, and that sounds like a lot. We're still around 40,000 level. But the Fed met, and they said, yep, we're going to lower interest rates. We're going to do it. We're really going to do it. And they probably should have done it already, because it looks like the economy's contracting pretty hard. And we had an unemployment number today, mm-hmm. and there's people losing jobs. We're not creating as many jobs. And we have so many more people in America than we have in years past. And so what's happening, in my opinion, is after 2 years of severe inflation, people are tapped out. We've noticed on the ag sector, we had big layoffs in John Deere. That hurts. Yesterday, a fan favorite, Kinsey Planters out of Iowa, lets go of 25% of their workforce. You're seeing people in the camper and RV recreational vehicle industry, absolute discounts on all the toys. Seeing a bunch of stuff going for sale on Facebook. That's the reality of 350 cash corn, 950 cash beans at harvest, not just for this year, next year. So the money's coming out of ag, the money's coming out of the economy. On the stock market side, it's the big picture of the economy. The consumer's tapped out. When you see people like McDonald's warning they're having a hard time selling hamburgers, beware, my friend.
Angie Setzer on PBS's Market to Market show over the weekend. What are your thoughts on why the ag markets lost so much ground last week?
Well, I think it was a whole host of issues. I mean, you have a continuation of the speculator wanting to sell commodities. I mean, you just look at it, a broad spectrum of commodities from lumber. You know, you saw cotton is down off from its relatively decent levels that we'd seen earlier this year. You've got copper. You know, everyone says copper is a great indicator of what's going to happen economically speaking. And you've seen copper just completely fall out of bed. So it's really one of those things where I feel like we have this sort of idea that, you know, everything is so bearish in grains and we're just going to continue to sell. It's almost turned into an echo chamber. Like, I've used that phrase more than once here over the last couple, 3 weeks. But everyone just keeps feeding off from each other when it comes to, oh, well, this is negative, that is negative. And the reality is we've pretty much, there's a point in time where you can throw so many negative things at the market and eventually you're going to see it kind of shrug them off. And I think we're getting there. I thought we were getting there for a while. I thought we'd have seen the speculators at least move to kind of add some length versus sitting short. But obviously, the weather's been relatively benign across the U.S. You know, so I think that was a factor. I think you've got Argentina talking about rolling back export taxes, which would have a huge influence on what global market prices could look like. You obviously had some of this unexpected rain with an 11 to 15 day forecast turning off a little cooler and wetter than what was anticipated. And so it's just kind of this whole gathering of fun things to really continue to pressure the market. But honestly, you know, yes, we traded to a new low in September corn, which is a little bit frustrating, but we really have slowed the momentum of the downwards pressure that we've seen. We've seen wheat really start to hold its lows, which is somewhat supportive, especially for corn, if we can kind of work to grind out this bottom. And so really, we're just trying to figure out how to turn the Titanic right now, really, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Angie Setzer's comments from PBS's Market to Market show over the weekend. But as farmers watch their bottom line erode, what will it take to turn these markets around? We'll try to answer that question after we check the weather forecast, coming up right now on Inside Agriculture.